Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Adams, 102857. Today's 5/31/2024. 66-year-old gentleman with COPD hypertension, lives with his brother, has arthritis in pain all the time, uses a cane to get around, has been evaluated for possible palliative care, period. In a paragraph, patient is a smoker. He smokes sometimes 2-3 packs of cigarette a day. He's not on oxygen, and he uses a nebulizer, period. He used to be a handyman, does not drink alcohol, is single, has no children, period. Allergy, Benadryl, medication, blood pressure medicine, and inhaler. He's been out of his blood pressure medicine, has not picked him up yet. Family history, mom died of breast cancer in 1987. Dad was killed in 1981. Immunization, COVID and flu immunizations are up to date. Review of system, DJD pain, no weight loss, positive shortness of breath with activity, no hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure, convulsion. Patient used a cane because of arthritis pain to get around. Does not have a provider. His brother's the one that does the traveling and helping him with cooking and cleaning at home. Surgery, knee surgery, back surgery. On exam, 66-year-old gentleman. He's awake. He's alert. His O2 sat's 94%. Blood pressure is 130 over 95. Respiration is 18. His heart rate is 91. Heart positive, some positive to your lungs, your bronchi, but your abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash around mucosa without an lesion. Assessment number one, hypertension. Must get his blood pressure meds refilled ASAP. Number two, must follow blood pressure closely. Number three, patient is candidate for provider services given his amount of arthritis and difficulty with taking care of himself. Next number, COPD. Next number is tobacco abuse. Next number, we talked about quitting smoking. Next number, overall prognosis is quite poor for this gentleman. No. Next number, he does not have, his COPD is not associated with core pulmonale, tachycardia, hypoxemia, or O2 deficit, or hypoxemia requiring O2 at this time, period. Patient does not have, does not meet the criteria for end-of-life care at this time. Thank you. Regarding his COPD, thank you.